And see, I'm gonna sound bad.
Like, no, I just sound like a jerk, dude.
Nah, okay.
This is just my lingo. Look at him. This is what he wanted. This is, he's trying to make me look bad.
This is Delusions.
Yeah, let's go.
The podcast where we dive deep into the convergence of ideas. We're excited to take you on a journey through the flood of discussion on topics, ranging from culture, faith, politics, and everything in between. Each week, we'll bring banter with new perspectives, interesting guests, and lively conversation that will challenge and inspire you. Join us as we explore the deluge of ideas and find the common ground that brings us all together. Here on Delusions, here is your host on deck from the podcast layer, Phil Vill.
Hello, good morning, evening, whichever time your time zone is. Welcome back to the Delusions podcast. Here at the podcast layer, we have the superheroes and the ones that are tagging along here as Kayla is back. Well, I meant Kayla. No, just kidding. Well, Kayla is back. Give it up for Kayla is back. She's been away on an assignment. Yes, she's been away.
On assignment.
On assignment, yes. How does it feel being back? What's wrong with you?
Nothing.
How's it feel being back after ditching us for so long?
It's good. Bethany is down bad, sick, as well as I was when we were out. So we're doing better, but we're here and we're going to see what happens today.
Glad you're back. We do miss you. The comedy that Kayla puts on. And of course, Kayla's Corner will be happening today.
Try to live up to that.
Yeah, be aware. And of course, we have back. So we did a deep dive. I don't know if you had a chance to watch our episode last time you were away.
Not yet.
You've been busy. Yeah, you've been
family. That
yes.
This guy.
We went deep,
up.
A deep
showed
dive, out. Personal. So today we have more on him.
On him?
So we have a call coming in from his girlfriend from high school.
Oh my gosh.
His first love. And it's coming in, and your girlfriend wants to say hi. So just kidding. We don't have your girlfriend.
We're going to get into that later, actually. Right, man?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, really?
Wow.
So we got a lot of DMs.
Shout out to you. You know who you are.
Oh, your number, the people have been reaching out to you, you're following because of the last episode.
Yeah, man.
I think
shout
at this time,
putting me out there.
The producer Nate here at filling in and give it up for Nate there.
Yeah.
And he Nate. Said, oh, where are we at? Subscribers or views or this 14,000 views with Ben's episode. Okay.
Big
all
time.
Right. Well,
wow. Do you have any new followers now, Ben, from that?
Just at church, they follow him.
Anybody slide into those DMs yet?
No.
He's all quiet all of a sudden.
He doesn't share those details. He's very private. Private, yeah.
Private
DMs. Well, we have to have accountability session. I mean, just kidding. But of course, we have our famous, the original Aaron Martinez back here. He is giving up for our Aaron because Aaron's. He says he texted me because, of course, you don't have the guy from.
I'm still a guest.
He's still a guest.
No, you're on the banner now. You're like on the right official.
Yes. Yes.
Your head like exploding there in the corner. You're official.
All the Muppets are up there. It's perfect.
Wow.
But Omar is not here, and of course the wife is at Women's Ministry tonight. So we have you filling in again for her. Or fifth time, I forget how many times you've been here now. But hey, you know, we did a deep dive.
I don't have a life.
Ben wanted, he wanted to get you back for something. You know, he said.
I thought you said it was going to be private.
Wow, here we go. Let's go.
Actually, here's a throwback, I guess. Who's this guy?
Watch out. Bruh. That man's name is Juan.
Oh my God. The Mexican Fabio right there.
His name is Fabian.
What is that, a bundt cake? What is that? The Greek.
It's a big donut.
That's my cake.
Donuts, yes. Not the Homer Simpson one.
I miss my hair.
You miss your hair? You're going to grow it back out?
Oh, that's crazy.
What do you say about that?
I wish, dude. There's nothing better than playing with long hair. It's just...
Look at that. He's just like, he's all like loving himself right there. I heard you wanted to be a chef. You lived in Mexico for a while, right?
Yeah, man.
How long were you there?
10 years.
10 years.
Legally there. I didn't get deported.
And you're going to culinary school?
Yeah, man.
Look at that. What are those called?
Bro.
Fishnet? Oh.
Hairnet. The fishnet?
Yeah. And then I heard that you're maybe an extra or you're part of the Three Amigos.
I was.
Damn.
junior TBT. Year oh high school. Gosh. Let's go.
That was high school?
That's a pretty dope picture.
Those pants were tight, brother.
Yeah, you can see the date on that corner there.
I've been that's a tailor. I've been a tailor, but that tailor was...
And they got the spike hair.
Dude, I was literally going to say that hair, though. Was it?
Oh, I miss my hair. Dude, I've always had amazing hair all my life. It's a beautiful thing.
You're wearing a hat right now. What does it look like underneath?
Oh, it's a lot of gray.
Well, it's great. We have a great show today. But somebody gave me these pictures. Who do you think gave these pictures?
Oh, Ben.
Ben? No. All right, so Mr. Producer, what can you tell us about your roommates here?
Wait, are y'all all roommates?
We have the roommates. Yes.
Are they all
breaking
three?
News? Yes.
No, I am not his roommate.
He used to be. No.
Yeah,
right?
Kicked him out.
Why do you? You're refusing like affiliation with your friends, nah, Ben. Aaron. What's going on? Aaron.
Oh yes.
I love Aaron.
Okay.
I love it.
Aaron's great. Great cook. Just don't watch a movie with him.
Dude, yes. Why? Don't watch a movie with him.
Why?
He brought it up.
Why don't you watch a movie with Aaron? Not Aaron.
Aaron always comes home from a long day at work, and he'll be in the movie. He'll be the one watching the movie, and then just nods off.
He'll say, "Let's start the movie.
Yeah.
Let's watch a movie together."
Oh.
And then 30 minutes in, you can't hear the movie.
What?
He fell asleep.
Oh, bro.
I'm learning in my old age that I'm not young anymore.
Are you singing in your sleep?
By definition.
And like anything past 9 o'clock, I'm dead.
Okay. Like just okay.
Like, I can't live the cool life like they do and
dead.
Watch like 3 movies in a row.
Let me ask this though, since you guys brought the movies thing, I wanted to know, what is your favorite background movie that the one you just put on like randomly? It just pops up to put on, Mr. Ben.
Oh, like just to put on?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a movie. But maybe The Office. I just love The Office.
Okay, The Office. That's your...
I'll rewatch it. Probably watched it a lot of times, but it's a good show to just put on.
Okay. And you have a favorite movie, too?
Favorite movie? No, I can't think of any that really stuck out to me.
That you like Moana or something.
Oh, my
God. Yeah, Moana.
Wow.
You said you're from TJ or
that's
whatever.
That's racist.
The island of TJ.
Okay, we're starting off strong.
You didn't watch last episode, so you
didn't
know.
That's facts. I shouldn't say anything.
Yes. Anyway, sorry.
Oh, God.
All right. Mr. Aaron, what is your favorite movie or your background?
My favorite movie is Rudy. That's my favorite movie.
Rudy?
Yeah.
The underdog. Amazing. You cry every time?
Still. Yeah, man.
Still. Okay.
I'm a sucker.
I never watched it.
Never watched it? And yours, I already know, but you said Bible Man, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Bible Man.
That's the one.
After the cheese outside with the Jolly Jumper.
Oh, my gosh.
You guys, see?
Don't worry about it.
You got to watch more Delusions because we talked about her Jolly Jumpers. But what's your favorite movie?
Favorite movie
that you could share here that your parents are watching.
Yahweh, I love any Marvel.
That's Yahweh. Not Jesus' name Yahweh, but Yahweh.
She's like has to speak like it was a Hebrew or whatever. I don't even know.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. Any Marvel movie?
Really?
Yeah. You didn't know that about me?
No.
No. Wow.
Wow.
This is my new DC. This is a.
I'm offended, honestly.
Who knows
what
this is? Besides.
That's freaking Michael Keaton.
Yeah, Michael Keaton. Do you know who this is, Nate? All right.
Terrible movie.
I actually ordered that.
The Flash one. That Flash one was terrible.
It was terrible, but I still love it because it's still The Flash.
That was bad.
I love that.
Oh, wait, was it the one where he goes back in time? That one? Well, that's fact, but where his, like, he crossed over his universe.
Oh, fighting over here with a Flash. Flashpoint. Oh, right. Okay.
I'm not a DC person. I'm a Marvel person, sorry. Mm-hmm. But, Marvel, so any Marvel, Captain America is, like,
even the last one.
No, you know what? I'll be real. After, like,
Captain Marvel, Marvels.
I haven't watched, like, a new one.
Yeah, those new ones are kind of weird.
Yeah, they fall a little short.
Guardians of the Galaxy 3 was, like... I think the only one that was good.
Oh, is that the one about Rocket?
Yeah, Rocket.
Oh,
I actually really like
Rocket.
That was a good
Rocket.
Movie.
Did you cry?
Rocket.
No.
No heart.
No
you
heart.
Don't cry? You don't cry in movies?
Stone Cold.
Oh, you know what? No.
I cry in commercials.
Me too.
Of the animals and all that?
Wow. In the arms of
And you just start crying.
You guys sang the same thing.
I know. They were.
You know, watch the commercials?
Yeah, because we have feelings and we know.
I don't like those animal commercials.
I can't watch
Why
them.
Why not?
Because they're animals. What about little kids?
Oh, pues. Well, so are you sending money back to little kids?
It's the same song, but the video is little kids.
I'd rather care about the people first.
Oh, Lord.
All right.
Okay, well, ask about the movies. I'm just curious, Mr. Producer, what is your favorite go-to movie or show in the background?
Go-to movie. Actually, I'd probably say The Law-Abiding Citizen.
Law-Abiding Citizen.
Oh.
Right. Okay, okay.
Which one is that?
Russell Crowe.
With Jamie Foxx?
Jamie Foxx.
A good movie.
I thought you watched the... Didn't you say one time you watched The Passion of the Christ all the time?
That's his favorite movie right there.
Why you gotta make me look like a bad Christian?
Now that we have the PK back here, well, at least one of them, the number one Mexican Kardashian.
The number one.
Yeah. She was here first, I guess. Yeah, so she is going to be doing her segment called...
Oh, Lord.
Where the news is great, where the father late, where she only dates the Lord. Kayla's Corner.
We're jumping into it. So, today, we're going to talk about... Mr. Studio Girl over here, actually.
What?
Dang! What? I don't know how this is happening. I don't know where this is coming from.
Wow.
What? I missed something here. What?
Oh, okay. I've met Ben like twice in my life, but I'm pretty invested now in some hypothetical situations.
Hypothetical?
Hypothetical situations regarding friendships, pursuing women.
Ooh.
If this is the right call, being a good friend, we're going to jump into
We're getting tips here now? What's the deal?
Well, we're just going to discuss and debrief. And we're also going to probably debate because there's going to be two camps. There's going to be two camps here. And okay. I think Aaron and I are probably one
camp. I stand on business.
He stands on. Yeah.
Friendships will be broken.
Yeah. So, welcome to Kayla's Corner.
All right. So you're under... Basically, you're gonna be interrogated again.
I feel like we should like two push episodes this down.
Okay, so who? What's her name? I mean, sorry.
First and last.
So you're seeking God right now and saying love God Jesus. And yes. Putting him and say, God, I want what you want in life.
Oh my God.
For my,
we're
for
not
me.
Even at the advice
See,
section.
Phil knows me.
We're
knows.
Not
Thank
even
you,
at
Phil.
The advice
Thank
section
you,
yet.
All right, go ahead.
This is Kayla's question.
Okay, here's the drama Stay here. Back. Go ahead.
Drama.
All right,
I don't even know this popcorn. Full situation, but.
Not a drama.
We started this conversation earlier, pre-podcast, sorry folks, and I felt like we needed to bring it on here, and I would also like to hear people in the comment section actually as well. Feel free to add Ben to add on to this conversation.
Yes.
But this is a hypothetical situation, right? Aaron, you actually explained it really, really well. Would you mind going and going
through
it?
All right, so let's say you have, we'll say two males, right? They're friends, they go to church together, and at this church... They see a wonderful young lady that loves the Lord. One friend will go, friend number one, says to friend number two, hey, I really like this girl. I think she's really beautiful. I'm going to try to make something happen there. Right? He expresses his feelings to friend number two. So in the midst of this, friend number two sparks up a conversation, a friendship, without even trying, with this girl. And, you know, the conversations are getting a little, you know, more frequent and to the point where you have to decide what are you going to do? Do you continue seeking that conversation and that relationship and see where it goes? Or out of respect for your friend number one, do you push away so you can respect his feelings and, you know, be a good friend? In that way.
And be a good friend, so.
So, and it can work for two females, you know, going after a man of God.
Oh, sorry. Wrong one.
Or, you know, the same way, but it's just the conversations that we have sometimes. But.
Okay.
Sometimes, as in 10 minutes ago.
Dun, dun, dun. All right.
So, yeah.
So, what's...
We're in two camps of thought here, okay?
Okay, what's the first one?
So, the first camp of thought says... The one who knew prior that his friend was interested in this girl and still formed some sort of friendship and caught a little bit of feelings, thinks it's okay to, if the opportunity arose, to pursue her, knowing that his friend was interested in this girl before. And okay. That's the first camp of thought. Over here is
watch
a camp.
The desktop tapping here. We're getting post.
This is the camp over here. And then the second camp of thought is probably where I stand, probably where Aaron stands. I won't speak for him. He can speak for himself. But yes. Is if you had prior knowledge to your friend, knowing of your friend, and being interested, wanting to pursue this girl, and then you, after the fact, caught some feelings, you would back off, right? And you would be a good friend, as Aaron said, and allow them to let the chips fall where they may, kind of thing, and step out of the situation because you knew beforehand.
Okay.
You know, but this other camp of thought thinks that, I don't know, first come, first serve or what?
Wow. Okay. All right. So you're kind of on that side. Do you agree with her on that? Or what do you think?
I agree. I'm more that you got old school, whatever you want to call it, or whatever you want to label it. But I disagree. As a friend, if my friend tells me their feelings towards someone out of respect for them and them being my friend, I wouldn't pursue anything further with that person just because I respect the feelings of my friend, you know? But that's just me, Aaron Martinez.
He looks right into your eyes as he says that. Right.
Okay. Do you have a...
And you out there.
Do you... Are you kind of looking at what side? Are you not sure yet?
I know where I stand.
Okay, yeah, all right.
I know where I stand.
Where do you stand, Ben?
But either way, I feel like you guys are making me look like a bad guy.
No.
I don't think this is black and white, my opinion. Yeah. But I'll tell you what I mean afterwards.
You can change my opinion. Opinion, possibly.
This is hard.
No, go ahead.
I think, so those two people, right? One guy lets his friend other. I'm not good at speaking a third person. I'm really not, because I'll get confused.
Can you call this person?
Let's give them names.
Friend number one, friend number two.
Okay, friend one likes this girl.
Mm-hmm.
Friend two...
actually has the...
Friend one tells friend two that... And friend two has the friendship with the girl. And yes. Then,
they already have that friendship.
I don't think it's wrong if friend two ends up feeling this girl and, you know, and he wants to take it further. Now... You don't have to be disrespectful about it. But if I was friend one, I would be like, yeah, I would be, you know, obviously it would suck. It would, you know, probably hurt my feelings. But at the end of the day, it's just feelings. I would want my friend as a good friend.
Wow.
As a good friend, okay, I would want friend two to be like, hey, man, go for it. Go for it. If you like her and you guys, it works out, I'll be happy for you, cheering for you. You know, if God wants to bless that, Lord, I stand in affirmation with it.
Yeah,
arms wide open, Lord.
Okay.
Feelings are feelings, man. Like, what are you gonna do? Stand from the side and be a hater? Be mad at them because they came up? You can't do that. Like, and it's not like
is something done like in the wrong way. You feel like or not?
Yeah, there's a right way to do things and the wrong way to do things.
What's the wrong way first? How would that have been in the bad way of doing it?
I don't know. So if friend two is like it hides it, maybe doesn't tell them this stuff. Like, then I could see friend one getting hurt, you know, and being real sad about it. But if friend two is like, hey man, I'm feeling her, she's feeling me, like, I'm sorry.
But if it's just feelings, shouldn't that friend number two, like, well, it's just feelings. Well, I'll turn my feelings off then, because that doesn't matter. It's just feelings.
Okay, see, feelings. Like, all it's right, too so, much feelings. So I'm confused. What
so,
do you
but
mean?
You're the one saying that while his friend number one, mm-hmm. If friend number two is kind of like got that flow going or that connection,
yeah,
and not really you don't care about number one because well that's his feelings. You
know, feelings no, that's not what I'm saying because I know for me.
I know I'm just being extreme. Oh, right okay.
I know for me if I was friend one,
yeah,
and friend two was as I point at Aaron.
I gotta like, put
it out. It has nothing with me
right here in this room.
We are in two different categories. He's up there. I'm down here. So.
Well, on screen, he's like, yeah, right there.
I want to hear from the audience.
No, but if it was, you got to put yourself in situations. So I put myself in friend one's shoes. If I tell my friend Aaron, I don't know why I'm saying Aaron. If I tell friend two that, like, I like this girl, I'm feeling her, da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
You know, talking about it. And then he ends up feeling her too, and she ends up feeling him, I would step back and be like, man, you know what? All right, whatever. That sucks. But hey, I'm happy for my boy Aaron.
So this has happened to you before?
If I was friend two. Has it happened to me before? I think yes.
Okay,
think.
Okay.
But so, if I was friend two and it slid my way, and I'm going to let Aaron know.
Okay.
Yeah, see, I'm going to sound bad.
Like, no, I got
sound
you.
Like a
I
jerk, dude.
Nah, okay. Did.
This is just my right. lingo. Look no, at him. This is what he wanted. This is, he's trying to make me look bad.
No, but also, dude, to play the devil's advocate, I've seen in churches, too, the opposite done very toxic. Like,
yeah.
There's this girl, and she's going to pick first, and there's new guys or new whoever, and because so-and-so, wow. right? Because maybe she's the daughter of the leader or the daughter of whoever, she gets first picks, and it's going to go bad for you
if
you
PK, try to I don't know.
Step in, right? Because I've seen it in church. I've seen it all my life. Don't lie. You know, you've seen it too.
The royal family.
You know the royal family.
They're
yeah,
just
the royal
certain,
family
just certain
the
people
church, yeah.
that get that privilege, and because you're not there, you have to stand to the side, even though you have that connection. And I understand. Mm. I understand that.
But that's a whole different situation.
But, no, it's the same way. Well, the same deal.
Kelly, you have more thoughts. I see.
No, I'm like, wow, that's true. I never thought about that, but that is true. Yeah, that could be. I mean, I don't know the situation. This is a hypothetical.
I'm a supporter of all my friends.
Okay.
I love all of them.
Well, his besties.
All my besties.
Okay, so what are my thoughts? I mean, just in my opinion, too, by the way. It's just, I'm the only married guy here.
Mm-hmm. Oh!
Dang.
No, I was just saying, a different perspective.
Literal
I mean,
shots fired.
No, a different perspective. Omar's not here to, like, share his story. Not everybody has the best story or even those. Anyways, God's grace is no matter what in relationships, I feel, because we can mess it up and God could bless it, or we can start great and we can mess it up too. You know what I mean? So just my thought. I don't see, I used to see a black and white with that. I mean, first off saying I'm with you too, as default, you'll start there. I feel like that's your friend. Why do you do that to your friend? You know what I mean? But I had to put myself in this place. What if that was Naomi, was the girl, and we're single? Okay. However, I'm gonna caveat. She was. There was different people I knew that liked her, but at the same time, I thought it was just Naomi. I didn't think of her in that way at first.
Well, you got to get yours, Phil.
So, but. There's so many. This is so many such layers in this. But I put myself. I won't go into my situation as much. But
welcome to our topic.
Yeah.
Welcome. Okay. This is Kayla's corner. We can. Mm. How long we stay on this corner for? Okay.
No. So, finish.
So, I think your friendship has to take a huge account of it, but at the same time, you got to seek counsel because you said your feelings are involved. You could be feeling the wrong way, the wrong motives, and a lot of questions. You need to really seek counsel if you're in that situation, because if you really are vibing with that person, it's probably, it could, if it's mutual, then there might be something there that, like, hey, that guy's just wishful thinking that he could get with her, because there's actual something here that I feel like God's, but I don't want to cross that line. So I'm going to bring somebody else, a third party, a pastor, somebody that I trust, not somebody who just tells me what I want to hear. Now it's becoming a little more like, okay, I am not just going by my feelings. I'm praying about this. And this friend, if that person is a godly person, we'll kind of hear things out too. And, you know, the girl has a say too. The girl has a say. And but we can't manipulate.
No, she doesn't.
But you can't manipulate.
She's just an amorphous being.
I've seen
existing.
People use God and manipulate things, situations to kind of like get what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ooh. Like,
come on.
Over and over. But at the same time, I feel like God has a time for you to pursue somebody or a time not to. There's been times I think I've seen in circumstances like people like the same person, and that number one will be like no more friendship. And other times like, hey, you know what? Go for it. So it's not a one size fits all, but I feel like you really got to see God. That's just my thought because it's, you know, Ben, I don't know, Ben.
No, I don't do this. Yeah, I don't do it. I'm not like, you don't. Yeah, like it's not to like show off or anything. It's just like if no matter where you stand, I would stand and support it. You know, that's what I'm saying. And if it was my friend, yeah. If I was in both positions, that you just stand and support it.
Yeah. And those watching, you know, they're like, what are you guys talking about? Like, we go to the same church. So we kind of like a context of church and faith. And you're like, well, why don't you just go whoever you want to go with? And that's it. They'd be done. And the others are going to be saying, well, friends, you know, I won't say that other thing they say, but they say things you got to put your friends first. You know I mean? You got to pray for your brothers. Brothers are always first.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
But so, I don't know, Kayla.
Yeah, this
he
was,
came to Kayla's was, corner. Yeah.
I love Jesus.
And
I serve at my local church.
He got some good life advice though out of it, right?
You guys did, right?
Hey, he's like, I didn't get nothing what Phil said.
It's so complicated though, you know. I wouldn't do it to ruin a friendship, is what I'm saying. Like, I wouldn't get with a girl to ruin a friendship. I don't know if that makes sense.
That's fair, and I'll end it right there. That was basically it, yeah.
Well, interesting topic you picked.
That's not what you think.
Yeah.
That's not what you think. A comment.
Below in the comments.
Yes, and if you want to, here's his handle right here. You want to reach out? He's looking for...
Oh, my God.
Oh, dang. What are you looking for?
I'm looking for a girl that loves Jesus, man.
So hallelujah. I know a 54-year-old.
It's a little bit more specific than that, but we won't go into it.
Okay, all right.
Oh my God.
And Aaron, what are you looking for? I love Jesus, right?
54.
Who are you looking for?
Huh?
What are you looking for?
Wow. Hey man, she said it. Hey, don't do my boy like that, all right? Watch out.
He's number one, man. I knew it. Confirmation right there.
All of a sudden.
Hey, don't do my boy like that. That's my boy right there.
Mom, I'm going to watch my mouth, Mom.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, that's it for... No, you guys say that.
I have to say that?
Yeah. Let's edit this part.
Okay. No, it's awkward. That's it for Kayla's Corner. Thanks for coming.
All right. For our next segment, we're going to do... culture crisis segment here, and last week we had Ben's other girlfriend on there, that blonde that was on here, but
you won't do that. Dude, that was scary.
That was scary. All I have to say is what you learned a word last time, last episode.
Meow.
Meow. Can you say it different ways now?
Dang, no,
I don't speak that language.
I need to watch this episode.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well,
Aaron's people
had to do with the furries. Our friends that are furries.
Lord have mercy.
Not fairies. That's a different thing. But sorry,
furries.
Oh, damn.
They're out there too.
Oh,
no, that's a Disney.
They're among us.
Yeah.
So here's we see a lot of influence on our kids. This is the reason why we talk about we're exposing the culture. There's a crisis. We've talked about, and I think we can agree. But I think those moderates, we keep the communication roadblocks.
I'm trying to get comfortable.
Okay. We want to protect our kids, right? I think you got really upset, Aaron, for your nieces and nephew. Keep your hands away from your education or your drag shows. And here's a little bit more of the same, and I'm going to go somewhere with this, but here's one of our little shocks. We'll censor this a lot more.
Oh, Lord.
What in the front of kids? Look at that. Kids right there. Yes. Does that have any for kids?
What's going on?
No! All right, and here's another one. Here is story time.
What are you doing in the women's bathroom?
I'm sorry?
What are you doing in the women's bathroom?
And here's another one.
Okay, but you're a man.
Yes.
Yes, you are.
Nice. We talked about pronouns, about furry, and it's pretty grotesque. Is that friend number one or friend number two? Oh,
sorry.
Oh,
my God.
Okay. So what would happen if... We had an alien. Aliens came down and saw what was happening here in America. And they talked about our pronouns and what is that? What is Pan X? What is all these weird things I've heard? Well, here's an alien speaking right now.
How many genders are there?
672.
It's hard to know, really. It's changing all the time. So, your species is evolving that rapidly. Remarkable. Perhaps while you are sitting here, you will grow additional limbs or develop the ability to breathe underwater.
No, that's
not what we meant. It's too bad. So, what are these genders, and how do they function?
Function? I don't understand.
Why, yes. On my planet, the female gender is the giver of life, raising and nurturing our young, preserving our civilization for eons to come. While the males mostly just mow our space lawns and make multiple trips to space on the moon.
What you're talking about is sex. Gender is something different.
Exactly. People can identify with genders different than their natal sex, or with none at all.
But why?
It's just the way we feel.
No!
It's the way we're born. Well, of course, a lot of times they don't realize how they were born until someone tells them. Someone like a teacher, social media influencer.
Oh, I understand. On this planet, there are people who are men, and people who are women, and people who are mentally ill.
Aaron, what's your reaction to that?
That's pretty much it, man. This is some of it all right there. Wow.
Mr. Ben, are you triggered?
You like played a barrage of videos and like, what happened?
Culture crisis here. Just a response on what that was happening around and this little skit right here. Actually, that's a real alien.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with the alien, honestly. I agree with him.
That's all you can give us?
Yeah, I try not to get in trouble.
You want to get in trouble? Oh, what would you say?
Oh, no, I agree. You know, those videos are just crazy. Like, my mind is just like, ugh.
Stunned.
Yeah, and then, but yeah, I think. There's only two genders.
We do see extremism. They say on one side or the other, I'm sure. But this is like, I think there's non-negotiables here. Kayla, I mean, what are your thoughts on what you saw there?
I agree that there's non-negotiables. The last thing that he said, I don't agree with, and I think that's kind of like scapegoaty of him to say, instead of like diving deeper into the topic and actually
mental health.
Yeah. You know, like that's like, so oh, there's women and there's men and there's mentally ill people. And I'm like, okay. It's just like such a cop out of a response to me. But
are you saying cop out? You're saying like not compassionate?
Both. Yeah.
Both. Cause
I think, is it cause true? You're lacking. I think that kind of statement, like, I kind of like, I don't know, just like lacks class, and also like it sounds okay. Like a willingness to have a conversation.
Yeah, okay. I
class.
Yeah, where's the class?
You can't dance in front of a kid like that.
Well, we're not talking about that. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the pronouns. That's why I'm saying there are non-negotiables, and then there are statements like that at the end. The non-negotiable are the first videos that you just showed. Those are non-negotiables. Like, why are we doing that in front of children? There is absolutely no need for children to be exposed. You're mentally ill.
There's no yeah, I think answer. Even when it comes to pronouns, it's kind of delusional too.
That's an opinion, but I would also like to have like a conversation.
Okay.
My friends who identify as whatever, so, like they, them, or whatever, and things like that. And I'm not going to call them delusional to their face or mentally ill to their face, even though I think we all probably have some mental illness to us. But like, that's worthy of a conversation rather than just like saying like scapegoaty things like that. But again, the drag queens and like the freaking whatever pornography and nudity in front of like children and things like that. Okay. Like, okay. Those are absolute non-negotiables.
Okay. So here on Delusions, we like to have a wide variety of thoughts, opinions, exchange and communication, freedom of speech. So I'm saying that because we've had conversations off the air. Like, I want you to talk about these things. Even though she might say I'm wrong and vice versa, I know that many of you watching or listening might kind of feel that. Maybe you might feel Christians at times are not compassionate and not, because in our church, we've had a lot of protests outside of our church, you know, and they're very extreme on what they're saying. Mm-hmm. We feel they're wrong, but we can have compassion at the same time. I know that it's very close to your heart. Maybe friends and circles and people you've been around, and I could see why you have the heart, and I praise God for that. We don't want, for me, this is my thought. I think we could be compassionate and still have a line of truth. I could hear like the Not Offended podcast, mm-hmm. where our pastor like is like, truth is true. What is your truth? What is just the truth? I mean, pastor will say, right, what's just truth? And so, I think we could agree, even in the mainstream, like they will say, was it gender dysphoria? Is that the right term?
Mm-hmm.
Was a gender? It's a mental. It's a disorder. Okay, but we're saying now to 2024 that that's her truth. So is it one or the other? It still says it there. So I think sometimes it is offensive and saying these things. So you guys hear what I'm saying? I'm trying to reconcile both sides of it.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to say I know where I stand with it. You know, I know that what's right and what is wrong, but I think you could point somebody to the truth and still have compassion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll agree. I wouldn't. If I did say like delusional as it being like offensive, if I was to sit down with somebody and they had pronouns, I am respectful enough to call that person that, whatever they feel. But it's hard because I don't mean it by disrespect. Let me say that. But I won't change who I am and what I believe in because that's what you think.
Yeah.
If you think you're a man and you claim to be a woman or you have, and you want to be called she, her, like, I will call you that, but yeah, I don't know. It's so hard because I don't even know now that I sit here and think about it. It's hard. I don't know if I do want to call them that, like, because I do care. I do care for them. I'm compassionate about it.
Well, they're compassionate about you, about what you.
Yeah, but they won't change. I'm sorry, but that just because you believe that, it's not going to change what I think and how I feel about it. But I don't mean, sorry. I don't want to come off as disrespectful and be like, I wouldn't go and be like, no, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong. Yeah. I wouldn't do that, but I won't change the way I speak because, I know what the truth is and I will stand by that.
Mm-hmm.
So if, I don't know. Now I'm kind of just sitting here
I hear you.
Would I call them that? I don't know if I want to because I don't want to change what I believe.
We've seen to the other extreme that forcing people of faith or people of a certain belief that you better acknowledge my pronouns, you better say this. Now it's being forced speech. Forcing us to think and say, being the thought police and being the speech police to Christians, is that kind of flipped around. So what do you think? What one side or the other? Can you reconcile it? Aaron, bring it up, bring us home.
I have family members. I have friends. I have, if you knew my family tree, you would laugh. There's so many things that people have that, when you find Christ and you begin to understand who you are in Christ, it gives you that new identity. Yeah, all those things are gone, right? So, of course, you're going to be compassionate to people that don't know the word, that don't have Christ. They don't have Christ in them. It's it's so obvious, right? You see those things, right? So that's our job to be salt. That's our job to be light. We're never going to burn that bridge. Why? Like, that'd be stupid. But also, too, it's always the same thing. Like, you want to be respected, but also respect. Like, you want to be heard while also listen. You know, you want to be called a certain thing while also take time to not judge me and have a conversation with me. Like, I'm down to talk. Let's talk. I'll love you. I'll hang out with you. Like I said, I have family members that, you know, that they'll do the things and they'll you know, do whatever pictures or whatever they want to show. And I'll talk to them and I'm not going to like, I hate you. Like, no, like it's a conversation that's always going to be had because that's just the way the world's going. Like you see, like you say, we're evolving. Yeah, literally, like they're just more evil and more things going on that people are listening to. So what better time for the church to stand up and say, hey, you know what? There's another way. There's another answer to all of this. And the thing is, no one wants to have that conversation, truth be told, because you'd rather just do your own thing and not be told. It's just, my pastor would always say, if someone knows that they're doing wrong, it's the people doing wrong. They know. You can say I was born or whatever kind of justification, but you know in your heart there's just that conflict, right? Because of that. So that's just me, Aaron.
Surprise guest, Mia.
We had a cameo here. Who was that, Ben?
Baby Mia.
Yes, she came by right now.
Baby girl.
Actually, can you lock that door right there? All right, so for this next one, we're talking about culture and crisis. Actually, it's happening in the church. So here's a little video of what's taking place here in America.
Yeah.
America.
Yeah. But let me do this. I've been up since 1 o'clock in the morning. The reason I'm hoarse is I have been praying for you, and my heart is very burnt for you. And I want to be very careful with this, and it's not what I want to say, but the Jezebel spirit has already been here. The Jezebel spirit opened our event. This is a rebuke and a correction of no one. This is an observation. Before the word of God was opened, there was a platform. It was a high place. On it was a pole, an Asherah. The same thing that's used in the strip club for women who have the Jezebel spirit to seduce men. In front of that was a man who ripped his shirt off like a woman does in front of a pole at a strip club. That man then ascended. See, our God is not arrogant. He doesn't ascend. Our God is humble. He descends. And then he swallowed a sword. And Jesus Christ. Okay, Pastor John, I'll receive that. Thank you.
Aaron, what did he say off camera right there? You can kind of hear it.
Yeah, the line.
So talk about, set up what just took place.
All right, so this is a men's conference in Missouri at James Rivers.
Missouri?
Church. Yeah.
In the South?
Well, Bible Belt.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a That's big crazy. Church, big Assemblies of God church. It's probably like the biggest men's conference
You're
in
lying.
The United States. And so they invite Mark Driscoll, who's kind of controversial, but a man that's very, very... in line when it comes to Bible teaching and what he believes and what he shares. They invite him as the main speaker to start the conference. Pastor John Lindell has always been into like bigger things. Like one year they started the conference with monster trucks in the thing. And so this year he invited this guy that was supposed to be on some like America's Got Talent thing or whatever. But like his prior work was a male stripper. And so he did like this, what they call the feet of strength kind of deal, where he, for some reason, at a men's conference, ripped open his shirt at a men's conference and then stuck a sword down his throat at a men's conference and then rode a pole at a men's conference and then rolled down the pole. And so,
at a men's conference.
So then they have Mark Driscoll go up to speak and, like he says, it's not a rebuke. It was an observation that he's making and saying that he had been praying for him. And then, of course, the host, the organizer of the conference, John Lindell, yells out from the crowd, makes him stop speaking. And he ends up going back up on stage. And Mark Driscoll is led off stage and does not get
Can you
to
imagine
share.
Being at a conference?
That's crazy.
See, Kayla was throwing things up the stage right there.
And majority of the people were booing by the time they're, because he's the keynote speaker. Like people went to see Mark Driscoll. Like,
wow. Kayla, it's your first time kind of hearing this right now in the last few minutes.
Yeah, it came up. Some part of it came up on my algorithm not too long ago, but honestly, I didn't even give it the time of day. I passed it by. So this is actually the first time I'm seeing the full video of what it entailed. And then also the fun fact that it's like an AG pastor. That's absolutely wild.
You go to AG.
Yeah, I'm AG. I grew up born and raised AG. That's just.
Same here?
That is just wild.
And we're now AG, the church we are at. Right?
Same here.
AG. I'm all down. I don't want to be affiliated with that, but that is so wild.
Ben, you've been smiling through this whole time. Oh, my
God. He has an opinion.
Yeah. You have an opinion or you just got triggered again?
Yeah, man, the world is crazy. I thought that was really wild. Like, I think you're just asking my opinion. Right? When I think about it, I mean, like, even at our church, we are very careful and selective of the people we put on stage. Mm. Now, I'm not saying you have to be perfect and you have to be like sinless. No, but we would not ever have, like, we honor the stage because it's God's stage. And you'll never catch us putting a male stripper on the stage and giving him a spotlight like that. Especially because, like, before that, you knew he was a male stripper. Like, you just won't catch him on our stage. Like,
so I just can share one side, devil's advocate. I've heard, I think Ruslan was talking about this a little bit. And
he talked about
from mainstream TMZ.
Everybody.
Dang. And excuse me.
We out here for the
some are saying, yeah, he did that like maybe a decade ago as a stripper, and he was on AGT America's Got Talent, and he performed that, and so he was doing the Feet the Street that you just described. So they brought him there not to strip. So in their perspective, they're saying that he's a man of God, and that he was using his talent to help a church out. And he's being the ministry. However, I'm just being devil's advocate. I guess somebody on staff, I don't know if it was a pastor's son, again, it's just somebody brought them in, went out of the way. And Pastor Anthony, I'm not offended, they brought it, like, did they do their due diligence? Mm-hmm. And even look at his Instagram and see that. Did he do these things? Because I heard two different things, that he is currently doing these things that are very questionable, or he did them in the past. If you want more details,
either way, though, right? So it's like, it's not necessarily like the fact that he was a stripper, right? Because, like, we can have people on the platform who have surrendered, submitted, redeemed, saved by the blood, who were male strippers before. Sorry, I get passionate when I talk. And
hallelujah.
Gloria. And they can be up, right? So it's not even about that he was in his past life. It's more about, like, actually, honestly, coming back to what Ben said, it really is, it is back to that, like, being so diligent and conscientious of who are you giving a platform to, because when you give a platform to someone, you are also, I think, by, like,
you co-sign
by de facto, you are saying, I also agree and I support this message. And so, but then secondly, it's a men's conference. Why the frick are you bringing a poll into a men's conference? Period?
I know Pastor Dad, you call your dad Pastor Dad, because your pastor and your dad. He went
Pastor Dad. Wow. Wow, look at that.
Well, yeah, right. You did. Would, right? He would not do any of it. He would not allow.
Are you kidding me?
Would he go? We would be like that pastor and go and rebuke publicly, like right there and then.
He would have prayed all night, and I honestly can't say what if he would have got on that platform. I almost feel like he probably would have either maybe not even just spoken after, like, in a protest, or he would have gone immediately to the pastor. Actually, he probably would have gone immediately to the pastor, confronted him about it, about, like, the situation, the conviction, had that conversation, and then probably from there made his decision of, do I want to move forward, you know, and not say anything from this platform, and then maybe by also association kind of agreeing with what happened there, or do I want to just step out and make kind of a bold statement that I don't agree with what just happened here. I think my dad's a very relational person, very, very, very relational person. And I think he probably would have gone and talked to that pastor immediately after this happened.
Yes. There's a whole lot more to be said about that. I just want to just do a really quick mention on this. I know that they called you up, Aaron, the men's conference, and you turned it down, so they gave the job to that guy.
Oh, because the pole kept on bending. The pole kept on bending when I got up.
It's a U, not a pole. Okay.
It's a what?
A U.
What is that?
A letter.
Oh.
When it gets on the pole.
Catch that. Sorry.
Okay. Remember, actually, we talked something about this last time. Remember that Miley Cyrus pastor? Wrecking Ball. It seemed like a theme. Remember we talked about...
Oh, I did see that clip you guys put out.
Okay, yeah.
People are just crazy.
Wild in out here.
Well, here's another thing that's crazy right now, is that these pea-stained denim designer jeans have an eye pop.
I'm sorry.
You're crazy, Phil. Each picture gets worse, or video. Like,
Welcome to Delusions Podcast. Yeah.
Okay, so last time I brought this up. Okay, Aaron, can you read that for me, please?
These pea-stained denim designer jeans have an eye-popping price tag. Why would anyone wear this?
That's a good question.
So I can piss my pants and be designer.
Boom.
Okay.
Those aren't your jeans.
So, peeing your pants is cool, then I'm Miles Davis.
Wow. A few episodes ago, we had a towel that sold for like $900. Remember that? So,
the Balenciaga.
And what, what did he call
it? Balenciagas.
Yes. So I guess that's, I thought I'd share this real quick.
And 4 year olds are coming up.
Yes, and pants. Look at they actually have a whole line. You can see the model posing to them.
Oh my god, dude!
Look at Aaron. I have Aaron's face is imposing that one.
They were just before your time, Aaron.
Oh my god!
I look like my homie when he used to go out and drink. Long night, brother.
Well, on that note, it's time for
back to pass.
Sourced from around the web for your delight. Here's your mean thing clips of the week.
Since we have the prodigal came back today, Kayla's been away. Yes, she knows exactly. It's been a few times she's been a prodigal. So she's good.
Facts, absolute facts. Hey, but Jesus still saves.
Yes. We're going to have, she needed a little bit of, okay, we won't give away all the secrets, but
I needed help this week. So shout out to Naomi.
Yes.
Phillips Boo for life. She helped me pick out these reels of the week.
Yeah, my number one. And her number two and number three. Okay. All right. So, and then against, we were going to have the Mexican Kardashians battle it out tonight. But yeah, someone has a prior engagement. So now we have Aaron stepping in. So Aaron is going up. Who do you want to go first? Ladies first. Okay, Aaron. So we're going to go. Number one. Guys. What? All right, 3, 2, 1.
Hey, get off my boy, man.
In honor of 1,000 app downloads, we wanted to give these to you.
Are you guys serious?
Yeah, bro.
The McJ's, dog? The McJ's? Damn, dog, that's sick. Bebitos, look. Boy, I just got the new McJ's, dog. Only getting your order super McFast. Dog, it's about to go McCrazy up in here, dog. Let's look at that. I'm gonna be like this. Oh, come on, big dog. I don't even gotta wear the FUBUs no more. Food, look.
Yeah,
I don't gotta wear the FUBUs no more, dog. FUBUs. Let's go.
Can you take my order?
Let's go.
Can you take my order?
I'll be right with you. I'll be right with you. Hold on. I just got my new James. Hold on.
Hey, those are fresh low-key, man. I'll rock them. Low-key. I'll rock them.
With the 20 piece?
With the 20 piece.
Some hot and spices.
Okay, that's number one. Okay.
KJV only.
35-minute assessment.
Oh
gosh.
Very long pauses.
All those glasses being removed.
The seven kids.
Let's go.
Okay.
Hopes to be all preachers with sneaker.
Thirsty pastor.
Okay, we'll read some of these here because they're going by so fast and those listening. Pick your senior pastor. Aaron, read these, please.
Can I get an amen?
This might be called the fired up pastor
on 12 cans of Red Bull and residents the soup box.
The soap box.
I'm hungry.
Traditional pastor.
KJV only. King James, baby. Three. I said food. Three. Alerted sermon points. Oh my God, dude.
35 minute last point. Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm so fat. cheers up every
dramatic
sermon.
Pastor.
Very long pauses and understands emotions. Sorry.
The removing of the glasses.
I'll say the names.
Yeah, like, what are you saying?
My bad. I said soup. All right, church plant pastor can do everything, 7 kids, and hasn't slept in 3.5 days. 3.5 days.
It's Omar. No, just kidding.
That's Omar.
The trendy pastor.
Gen Z lingo, tweetable quotes, and hopes to be on sneakers, preachers and sneakers. And the thirsty pastor knows about the living water, very well hydrated, and members must help get water.
All right. Well, that was pretty good there. That was. And which one are you, Ben?
I'm not a pastor.
That boy thirsty.
Thirsty pastor?
Okay, that's number two. You have a backup one. That you
said.
Okay, do you want three options. Or four? I don't even know what they are, but which one you want, three or four?
Let's go three.
Okay.
Let's go in order here. Oh, yes.
Let's go. McDonald's?
It's in and out.
Get me a double this time.
Okay. Well, that's Aaron's there. Okay, so we're going to see who's the funniest.
Give me a double next time.
Yeah. Here we go. Oh, my daddy. Daddy, I want the water and the silver tooth. My daddy has a gold tooth. Wow, gold tooth? My dad has a gold tooth. My dad has diabetes.
Oh, God.
Dad, be back. Listen, that child is going to be a pro athlete.
Oh. Dang, Phil, having memories of when you were a kid.
Yeah.
I'm weak. I know that hurt, too. Just, all right. I can see that one again.
That's right. Dirty.
Is it I?
What happened? I didn't even know what happened.
Is it like a firecracker?
Like a popper thing. Oh.
But the leg kick, that's the best.
And then the slap. He went right for the slap.
Mr. Ben. Okay.
I don't even know whose was whose.
So all okay. the first three were...
Don't say who it is.
What's you said made... it.
I know, but now that he doesn't know, let's see. Well, the first group of three or the second group of three? Make you laugh.
I think I got to go with the last. Because the last one had the diabetes one, right? That one was probably the best one. I like that one.
All right, the winner is Kayla for today. All right.
Ipso facto of Naomi.
The diabetes one was good.
I'll give credit as due.
She loved her daddy.
Yes.
I got to go, too.
My daddy has diabetes.
Well, thank you again so much for being part of today's show. And Kayla, you could tell them what they could do.
Yeah, y'all can follow us, like, subscribe, repost. We are on TikTok, yes. YouTube, Instagram, not Rumble, Twitter, or X. That's what's called.
Yeah, now. Rumble, X.
Yeah, I don't have that no more. But you can Rumble. Catch us on everything else and tell your friends. We'd love to see some more action in the comments section. Love to know what you think about our hypothetical situation and all the things that we talked about. So, yeah, we hope to get into some discussion with y'all.
Yes, thank you so much for all the follows and all the views. I think we're getting your hometown of Mexico. Oh, that's a country, huh?
Arriba. Vive.
All right, thank you for being part of
Delusions.
Delusions. Do your mouth, you other. Delusions.
Thank you. See you next time.
Thanks for diving deep with us on the Delusions podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider liking, sharing, and subscribing to the podcast on your favorite platform. By doing so, you'll never miss an opportunity to dive deep with us again, and you'll help us grow our community of curious minds. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on Delusions.